Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Beth Lowell joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thank you.
So, Beth, you're going to be participating in the Eversource Walk for Boston for Lily and Thea, correct? Tell us about them and why you're participating.
Lily and Thea are my daughters. They're 3.5 and 1.5. They're so fun. You can probably hear Thea playing with our ukulele in the background right now. But they're so funny and sweet and spunky. But they are both children's at Boston Children's Hospital. They have a rare genetic disorder that is multi-system. It causes impacts across their body, and so they're followed by a bunch of teams there. And it's something that was only discovered in 2015. So we happened at Boston Children's to be with one of the physicians who's studying it and otherwise wouldn't have necessarily figured out so quickly what was going on with them and been able to get them all the supports they're getting now. And it's comforting in the face of things that can be really scary to be surrounded by professionals who are as caring and collaborative and knowledgeable as all of the people at Children's.
And part of what this walk does is it raises funds for the part of Children's that makes it so that you don't have to pay if you go there. It will help the people coming from all over the world, as we've seen, to get that care. Can you talk about how important that is for you, knowing that this is in your backyard?
We say that all the time. We know we have about an hour, sometimes two, with traffic drive out to Children's, but people are coming from all over the world to receive the world-class care that you can receive in Boston, and that's not a small feat. We also have the benefit of having health insurance, and healthcare is expensive.
Yep.
If you think about just having to pay for urgent care out of pocket, now imagine you're going multiple times a week, or you're having to reside in a hospital and paying those bills. The fund that we're raising for helps provide not only medical coverage, but also housing for those people who are coming from out of state or from elsewhere in the world to receive care for their children. And that's a huge deal, and it makes that access truly accessible.
So, Beth, what was it like as a mother when you get this diagnosis of a rare genetic disorder that was recently discovered?
Yeah, definitely overwhelming at times, for sure. In particular, we were getting the diagnosis while I was pregnant with our second child. So I was followed through my pregnancy with her, and not being able to see her and know that she was okay for real was really challenging. But again, like, we had such a great team at Children's who was so reassuring and supportive, and they would call us after appointments to check in on how we were doing emotionally. But we ended up at Children's after an experience at a hospital that we were kind of brushed off. And the very first day at Children's, we were given a little bit of a, I think I know what's going on here, let's run some tests. And the doctor was right. And the neurologist who follows my younger child now has a whole caseload of kids with this disorder. Like, she knows what's going on. She knows what she's doing. And it's so comforting to have someone be able to tell us there's not a lot of research, but this is what I've seen in the 50 cases that I have. Tomorrow, I actually get to go to a rare disease summit at Children's that they invited pediatric families to, where I'm going to get to meet other people whose children have this disorder, and just having others who understand and have watched this journey and understand what we're experiencing with the girls is super helpful. There's a lot to be said for community.
Okay, so the Eversource Walk for Boston Children's Hospital is happening June 8th at the DCR Hatchell here in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to childrenshospital.org. You can find information there on the walk and how to participate and how to donate. You can also donate directly to Beth's team. So we have a link. You can text us here in the studio. We'll post it across our socials as well. But if you want to text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234, again, 617-655-1234, and help Beth as she supporting her daughters, Lily and Thea, who we can hear in the background.
Yes. They want you to donate too.
Yes.
And
they're all saying hi.
And maybe we'll get to see you. I'm going to be down there hosting and playing music for that event again this year. So make sure you come over. I want to meet the girls and you as well, okay?
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
Should be a lot of fun. Again, if you need info about donating, I see you're getting pretty close to the goal. Trying to raise $5,000. We're at $3,455, Kennedy.
Oh, we can get there. Let's get there.
We are goal passers around
Let's
here.
Let's do it.
So again, if you want to donate, drop us a text here in the studio and we'll send you the link, 617-655-1234. Beth, all of you are now officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, you and Lily and Thea.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you for your time. We're excited for the event, and we're excited to just celebrate all the good work happening at Children's.
All right, best of luck. We'll
see you
soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now, 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. So,
drama.
Oh, yes.
Travis Kelce has unfollowed Ryan Reynolds on Instagram.
How will we sleep tonight, Kennedy?
I don't know, Dan. I haven't slept yet because I read about this yesterday.
Wait, Travis Kelce and Ryan Reynolds, were they that close before?
Well, Blake Lively's her best friend, and they do everything together, so yeah.
Taylor Swift is now being dragged into her lawsuit.
Correct. So the speculation is about the potential drama that's going on in Blake Lively's lawsuit against Justin Baldoni. You know, there have been rumors that perhaps one or both of them would be subpoenaed to testify for things that they know, text messages that they shared. Ryan is still following Travis, as far as I can see. But other people think that this hints at deeper trouble because apparently there's not enough going on in the world right now. Mm-hmm. Sources say the biggest giveaway is when Taylor begins dating someone or ends things is when all of her friends, especially Ryan Reynolds, make edits to their IG following list.
Mm.
Taylor reportedly felt used by being named in Blake's legal battle, with sources telling Page Six that Taylor wishes Blake hadn't dragged her into the whole situation. Lively has since issued a heartfelt apology, and they were said to be moving forward with no hard feelings. I mean, I can understand. I wouldn't want to be in the middle of that mess.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny that that's how you make a statement in 2025 now, is to unfollow someone on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I do it all the time. I'm glad it doesn't become news. I'm like, I'm out. And they'll never know it, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah, but this is like people who are friends. Like, right? You know, I think I personally follow. I follow to the maximum, and then I have to lose some so I can put more in.
Oh, yeah.
I follow far too many people. But everything interests me.
I unfollow family. Don't even tell them. I'm like, I just can't deal with that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's it's nice to not have somebody checking to see who I'm unfollowing.
I've had to unfollow a lot of people on Facebook.
Yeah.
Where it's like you're not blocking them or unfriending them, but you just don't see their posts anymore.
That's a good one too.
Because I'm like, that's a lot of political stuff for early in the morning.
Block the bad, in with the good. Block the bad. Sorry, I watched Happy Gilmore. Happy Madison. What's it called? The golf movie?
Happy Gilmore.
Happy
is the
Gilmore.
Golf
thank you. Block the bad.
Oh, we are late. So I saw a celebrity At the South Shore Plaza yesterday.
Oh, no.
At the South Shore Plaza, as I pretty much am at least once a week.
Yes. Sure.
Dan, and were you shopping there?
I was not there. Who's the real celebrity?
So I'm walking down the hallway there, and I look up and I'm like, damn, if that doesn't look like Jordan Knight. And so from New Kids on the Block. So I get a little closer, and he's talking to this guy who has stopped him and is like talking to him and has pulled out his phone. And I'm like, oh, poor guy. But he's, as always, the nicest fella you ever saw. So right. I walk down the hallway and I'm like, I'm not going to bother. It's okay. And kind of turn back around and I see this conversation's going on for a minute. So I just kind of was like, you know what? I'll just bust in there. And if he needs a break, he can have it. And if not, whatever.
Give him a chance to escape.
A little bit. And so I just kind of walked up and I looked at the gentleman who was speaking and I put my hand up to apologize for butt breaking into his conversation. Right. I was like, I'm so sorry. I just wanted to say hello. And I turned to Jordan and I say, hey, Jordan, it's Kennedy from Mix 104.1 here in Boston. You might not remember me. That's okay if you don't. And he's like, oh, yeah, I know you. And I'm like, that you do, my friend. I hope you have a good day and get all your shopping done. And he was the nicest gentleman, and I just love that he knows which mall to attend. It is South Shore Plaza.
What store was he in front of? Where was he going?
Well, he was in front of the pretzel store, but he was just walking.
Get some of those pretzel nuggets? That's
Auntie
probably
Annie's,
a win.
Yeah, like for sure, but I think he was just kind of walking.
Right. As soon as you walked off, did the other guy just continue his conversation again to trap him for another 20 minutes?
Pulled out the phone, was doing the whole nine yards.
Calling his sister.
Yeah, so, you know, I did my best, right. but as I say, he's just the nicest person, and he understands and he talks to everybody, and I think that's wonderful.
Thank God we're one level below not being able to walk through a mall famous, Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Kim.
Hi,
from
Kim.
Chelmsford.
Hello.
Also, I believe her daughter, Aurora, is here. Good morning, Aurora. Okay, great. Kim, will you kick Kennedy out, please? No, we couldn't hear you. Sorry.
Oh, she's a mic. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. Get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. Just remember, just a reminder, if you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Kim, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Travis Kelce has unfollowed Ryan Reynolds. It's not clear if he's mad at Ryan or he just doesn't want to get dragged into the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni drama. Which team does Travis Kelce play for?
Kansas City Chiefs.
Luke Combs surprised Stagecoach fans after his headlining set when he appeared on stage with the Backstreet Boys. He joined them in singing this song, Take a Listen, and then name the song.
Tell me why it ain't nothing but a part. Tell me why it ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why.
Name the song.
I want it that way.
Question number 3. Austin Butler is reportedly going to play Patrick Bateman in a remake of American Psycho, but the casting director of the original thinks he's too pretty. Who played Patrick Bateman in the original American Psycho?
Oh. The original, I don't know.
Okay. Jerry Seinfeld, 71 today. Back in 2024, Jerry released a movie he wrote and starred in about the creation of Pop-Tarts. What was it called?
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen that.
It's a cute movie.
So I don't know. Actually,
I liked it.
It's wild that Pop-Tarts somehow made it as a breakfast food.
Question number 5. 14 years ago today, in 2011, Prince William and Kate Middleton got married at Westminster Abbey in London. Prince William is next in line for the throne. Who is after him?
His son.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Yeah, what's his son's name?
Henry, maybe?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
How old is Aurora?
15. She'll be 16 on Thursday.
Nice.
Oh, is she going to get her driver's license?
Probably.
God bless you.
All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Kim got 2 out of 5.
All right, well done, friend.
Yeah. These are difficult. You ready?
Yeah.
Travis Kelce has unfollowed Ryan Reynolds. It's not clear if he's mad at Ryan or he just doesn't want to get dragged into the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni drama. Which team does Travis Kelce play for?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Tied at 1. Sports.
Sports.
Luke Combs surprised Stagecoach fans after his headlining set when he appeared on stage with the Backstreet Boys. He joined them in singing this song. Take a listen and then name the song.
Tell me why.
The song?
I Want It That Way.
Tied it to Austin Butler is reportedly going to play Patrick Bateman in a remake of American Psycho, but the casting director of the original thinks he's too pretty. Who played Patrick Bateman in the original American Psycho?
Christian Bale.
Which is a weird take because a young Christian Bale didn't exactly look like Quasimodo.
Yeah, right, but he was always trying to make himself look better, and he envied the Jared Leto character because he was so pretty.
3-2, question number 4. Jerry Seinfeld, 71 today. Back in 2024, he released a movie he wrote and starred in about the creation of Pop-Tarts. What was it called?
Was it Frosted or Unfrosted? Frosted.
Unfrosted.
Dang it!
3-2, question number 5. 14 years ago today in 2011, Prince William and Kate Middleton got married at Westminster Abbey. In London, Prince William is next in line for the throne. Who is after him?
He had kids, and he gets hairy anymore, so right? So it would be George?
Wow, look at you. Look at you, Kennedy.
No,
good
I know.
Work.
No, I know.
Good work.
No, I know.
All right, 4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Kim, you don't get the cash, but you did get yourself a pair of tickets to go see Jay Shetty. Apologies for that. Jay Shetty. On May 15th at the Box Center Wang Theater. Join Jay for engaging conversations with a surprise celebrity guest, wellness expert, or influential leader. For tickets, visit boxcenter.org. So what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Kim from Chelmsford, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
It's an opinion that you have that gets everybody very upset. It's a hot take. It is time for Hot Take Tuesday.
Is pineapple on pizza a jailable offense?
Dude, this is pineapple.
Try before you deny.
Is Samsung better than Apple?
You're crazy.
Does anyone really like avocado toast?
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely not.
It's Hot Take Tuesday. Where bad opinions come to die.
One of us gives a hot take.
Boom. Hot take.
The rest of us burn it down. And friends, you're going to need some aloe.
Hot Take Tuesday. Let's go.
617-655-1234 with the greatest intro in all of radio right there for Hot Take Tuesday. Kennedy, we're going to let you go first. If you have a hot take, again, 617-655-1234. You can call or text that number. Kennedy, what is your hot take for Hot Take Tuesday?
I contend that if you are a person who on the daily makes a statement revolving around something saying, kids these days are always on their screens, you have more screen time than they do.
Okay.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
In other words, you are on your screen twice as long as they are.
So you're saying you're a hypocrite if you're calling out your teenager or kid for being on the screen too much.
Young kids these days. I promise you are on your screen all the time because I see it.
Okay.
As a person who walks through her life alone most of the time, I see it all. I see you.
My whole life is screen-based, so I can't throw any stones.
Well, there's no stone to throw, but just don't act like you don't do the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay?
What's good for me is not good for you. That's how it works being a parent.
It's not so much about their kids. It's a conversation they're having about other people's children.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I gotcha. Producer Dan, Hot Take Tuesday.
Starbucks is overpriced and way overrated. First off, the coffee is bitter, and then you want to wait 20 minutes in line for a mocha choca BSachino with rainbow sprinkles and extra caramel drizzle that costs you the low price of $84. It's insane. Go to Dunkin' Donuts. Get a medium, regular, hot or iced. Your choice.
Hashtag not an ad.
Start your day.
What is going on? It's so overpriced. It's overrated. And you live in Massachusetts, where Dunkin' Donuts was founded, the cradle of the revolution.
Quincy, Massachusetts.
You're being a traitor to your people. Be loyal to your soil. Starbucks Starbucks sucks. Dunks is better. Stop paying $800 for a TikTok drink. You're ridiculous.
All right, before I give my Hot Take Tuesday, we have Rachel from Medford. Good morning, Rachel.
Hi.
Hot Take Tuesday, what do you have?
I don't think tomatoes belong on sandwiches.
Get out of here.
Oh, that's fighting words.
Tuesday. And why is that?
Because they make the bread soggy, and then they make your meat and cheese slimy, and then they make everything that's good about your sandwich bad.
Well, I couldn't disagree more, but I applaud you for standing for what you believe in.
I never thought about
it. Thank you.
I like a tomato on a sandwich. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I eat straight up white bread, mayonnaise, tomato, salt, period.
So you don't eat...
You eat tomato sandwiches.
No. Oh, my grandmother used to make them.
Mm. You don't eat a BLT?
Tomato right out the garden. Right out the garden. Woof!
BLT? No?
No, I don't like it. I like bacon lettuce.
It's just a BL?
I mean, I appreciate you putting your name on it, but you're wrong. Hot take, pickles don't belong on sandwiches.
Get out!
Oh, now we're going to fight.
I'll bring that up next week so we can fight about
Go
it.
Go elsewhere.
All right, thank you, Rachel. All right, it is time for my Hot Take Tuesday. If you, and I'm talking to you young people...
Oh, dear.
Here we go.
Did you not listen to what I just said?
If you are wearing slides and white socks, you look ridiculous. It is. I hate this. It was stupid when my dad wore it in the 90s. It is stupid in 2025. You go out wearing slides with socks. The reason you wear slides is because they're comfortable, first of all, and you don't wear socks with them, so you don't have to wear socks. That's the whole point of slides, not having to wear socks. So if you're wearing socks with your Crocs, you're wearing socks with your slides, you're wearing socks with your sandals... You look dumb.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Yeah, because old people don't do that at all. What are you, high? It's not just young people. Sometimes your toes are cold.
You look ridiculous. Your white socks and your black slides.
Yeah, and like the sweatpants on. That's and like the look of the teenagers now.
That's every kid everywhere. That is every kid everywhere is wearing socks and slides.
I think that comes from other places. I see professional athletes doing it all the time.
Yeah, they're all young too.
No, they're not. Socks and sandals, dad's vibe since the dawn of time, bro.
And I hated it when my dad did it. 617-655-1234. It is Hot Take Tuesday. Call or text that number.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Yep, it is Hot Take Tuesday.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
My hot take was that socks and slides look stupid, and I can't believe how many people are reaching out asking what a slide is.
I didn't know what a slide was until I moved here.
But that was 16 years ago. Slides have been around forever.
Mm-mm. We didn't call them that.
What did you call them?
Sandals.
Yeah. It's like an open...
Slippers.
Well, a slipper is covered, though. A slide
is
open.
No, it isn't. My slippers aren't covered.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
It's like a lot of times they're plastic.
Shoes.
I mean, the Yeezy slides became very popular with young people.
Yeah, I always called them sandals growing up, but the term has definitely evolved.
Yeah, they're called slides. Yeah. And young people wear white socks and slides.
It's not just young people.
It is. They look ridiculous. There's no Riz with socks and slides.
Don't
sorry.
That's my next hot take. Stop saying Riz if you're over 14.
There is no aura with your socks and slides.
It's like you prove your own point backwards.
Sam,
it's really something to watch.
Is from Georgetown. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
Sam is 13 years old. What is your hot take Tuesday?
So my hot take is that I think olives do not belong on pizza.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Sam, I was really hoping you were coming for Carson, but okay.
Sam, your parents are raising you right. Olives do not belong on pizza. You're a good kid. You got a good head on your shoulders. Keep going.
I like olives on my pizza occasionally.
I will literally put anything on
No,
pizza.
I'll eat olives right out of the can.
Right out of the can.
Sam has more sense than both of you.
Stick it on my fingers and just eat them off. Yep, 100%.
I think that they don't belong on pizza because it's basically just like putting an oyster on a pizza and calling it good.
You say that like it's a bad thing, buddy.
You lost me on that argument, but I'm still agree with
Sam, what do you think about socks and slides?
I honestly... I've worn my mom's Birkenstocks to school with socks.
Oh, even worse. Birkenstocks and socks, even
it's
worse.
The most
comfortable
thing ever. I bet you haven't even tried it yet.
You're right, I have not.
Birkenstocks for the win every single time,
Birkenstocks
Sam.
With socks? What
That's
are we doing here?
That's how you're supposed
here?
To wear them.
No, what are we doing here?
Oh, my God.
Kelsey's Kelsey. From Burlington. Hot Take Tuesday. What do you got, Kelsey?
I think wearing socks to bed is a good thing, but all my friends like to make fun of me for wearing socks basically all the time.
I wear socks all the time. My feet are freezing. They are bricks of ice. Nobody needs that in their life.
Do you wear socks to bed in the summer?
Yes.
I never don't wear socks to bed.
I wear them in bed a lot, too. I just don't wear them with my slides.
All right.
Enough. We get it.
We're done
we had
with your
time.
Point.
Yield the floor.
Yeah,
man.
There's other people with hot takes.
You do whatever makes you happy, sis.
No. Thank you, Kelsey.
I like to leave my socks off so I can put my cold foot on my girlfriend's thigh and upset her with my morgue feet.
I sleep
morgue
alone.
Morgue feet?
Yeah, I got corpse feet. Got poor circulation.
Oh, I will scare you to death if I touch you with my feet.
Laura's from Wilmington. What is your hot take?
For whatever reason, it really gets on my nerves when people say, it's been a minute, referring to something that happened a long time ago. Like, and just say, it happened a long time ago, happened a few months ago, happened a year ago.
Oh, not just, amazing.
It's been a minute.
It be, I'm the problem. I love
amazing.
That saying. Oh my God, it's been a minute. How you been?
Yeah, I use it too. Yeah.
Amazing.
I'm not going to say, oh my God, it's been 5 years. It's
no,
it's been a minute. Yeah.
It's funny.
I love it. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh my God, it's been approximately 47 days since we've seen each other.
Oh my God, what's it been, years, Dan? No, it's been a minute. Lisa from Quincy. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
All right.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
What do you got?
Tuesday.
What do you got?
Directionals. Your car comes with directionals. Use them. I'm so sick of people just cutting right in front of me. No directional. They're going to take a right. Take a right, but use your directional. It's a little arm. You flip it up, you flip it down.
I would
it's
like
so
to pause
easy.
For a golf clap. Can we? Important.
Oh, I agree with her, but that feels more like a pet peeve than a hot take, because who's going to be like, no, no one should use their directional.
Everyone in Massachusetts, Dan. I used my finger. That's what they say.
I am going to rest my case about socks and sandals and socks and Crocs.
We're done with you.
Oh,
no, we're
God.
Not. We just got a text from our boss, Sal, and look what he is wearing,
Good
Kennedy.
Good man. Good man. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's Hot Take Tuesday. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Christina from Mansfield.
Hey, Christina.
Hi, good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
So I understand your boyfriend's in the car. You guys are driving to work together?
Yes.
So is he going to be helping, or are you doing this solo?
If he can, he'll try to help me, yeah.
All right. What's his name?
He's Andrew.
Andrew. All right, here we go.
No pressure, Andrew, okay. But don't screw this up.
We'll see.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win $100. If you tie, that's a loss for her. And Kennedy has now stepped into that soundproof studio wearing only her socks. Question number one. Back to the Future screenwriter Bob Gale says there will never be another sequel, a prequel, or a spinoff.
Good.
Who is the main character of the Back to the Future movies?
You can say it. What is it?
Marty McFly.
Question number two. Travis Scott running late at Coachella reportedly cost the festival $20,000. Travis Scott has two kids with his famous ex-girlfriend. Who is she?
Kylie Jenner.
Sounds like Andrew knows his stuff. Question
yeah,
number three.
Does.
Uber Eats paid spokeswoman Martha Stewart says she's never once ordered food delivery in her life. Which of these is the most used food delivery app nationwide? Is it DoorDash or Uber Eats?
DoorDash.
I think it's Uber Eats.
We're split.
Yeah. Oh, house DoorDash. Divided.
We'll go with DoorDash.
Question number four. Jack Black set a new record for the shortest song to land on the Hot 100 chart with Steve's Lava Chicken, clocking in at 34 seconds. It's from the Minecraft movie. Jack Black isn't unfamiliar with making popular music. He's been a part of which musical duo since the 90s?
I don't know. I'm going to say Kung Fu Panda, but I know it's not right.
And question number five. Actor Daniel Day-Lewis is 68 today. He's the only person to win the Best Actor Oscar three separate times. Name two of the movies that he has won for.
No idea. Yeah. I got nothing on that one.
I'm looking at the list and I don't recognize two of them. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
And I understand you guys work across the street from each other?
Yes, I work at Dunkin' and he actually works at Subaru. He's a service tech.
We're big fans of Subaru here during Campy Kennedy.
That is super cool. Is that how you guys met? Like he came in to get a ice regular?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, no. I love it.
And then now you drive a Subaru. I love that. Christina and Andrew got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right. Well done, friends.
Okay.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We're ready.
Back to the Future screenwriter Bob Gale says there will never be another sequel, a prequel, or a spinoff. Who is the main character of the Back to the Future movies?
The character name?
Yeah.
Marty McFly.
Tied at 1. Travis Scott running late at Coachella reportedly cost the festival $20,000. Travis Scott has two children with his famous ex-girlfriend. Who is she?
Kylie Jenner.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. Uber Eats paid spokeswoman Martha Stewart says she's never once ordered food delivery in her life. Which of these is the most used food delivery app nationwide? Is it DoorDash or Uber Eats?
Uber Eats?
It's actually DoorDash.
In her 80 years of life, she never once called out for a pizza.
That's what you're taking away from it? She got paid lots of money.
That's what I'm saying. How do you
to
hire
endorse
somebody?
Something she's never used. That's the problem.
Don't believe that she's never once called for pizza delivery.
No, she has people for that, Daniel.
3-2 for Christina and Andrew Kennedy.
Oh,
the pressure's on. Jack Black just set a new record for the shortest song to land on the Hot 100 chart, with Steve's Lava Chicken clocking in at 34 seconds. It's from the Minecraft movie. Jack Black isn't unfamiliar with making popular music. He's been a part of which musical duo since the 90s?
Tenacious D.
Tenacious D, yes. Tied at 3. Actor Daniel Day-Lewis, 68 today. He is the only person to win the Best Actor Oscar 3 separate times. Name 2 of the movies he's won for.
Lincoln. My Left Foot.
And There Will Be Blood.
Wow.
That's incredible, Kennedy.
He's one of those guys that never watches his own movies. Weirdo.
Yeah, I would have thought it would have been for Gangs in New York.
Yeah, that was good.
That was
so good.
He was great in that. All right, so with the final score being 4-3, congratulations, Kennedy. Big win. Big
Thank
win.
You.
I'm sorry you two don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and calling into play. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We're Christina and Andrew from Mansfield, and we cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We have a scandal on the Carson and Kennedy Show. It's time for a family meeting. 617-655-1234. You can call or text that number. There's cheating happening in Campy Kennedy.
Dun, dun.
And it happens when you're out of the studio, Kennedy. You'll never hear it.
Nope. I mean, I hear you guys when you come back in, but yeah.
And there will be long pauses, keyboards clicking.
People like saying the answer, the question out loud again and stalling so a person next to them can Google with the keywords of the question.
Come on.
Yeah. I think people are using AI.
The amount of times Carson and I have looked at each other waiting for a person to answer when it's clear what they're doing.
All right.
And I don't want to call anybody out to their face like what happened yesterday when a contestant just said, I have no idea, and then out of nowhere yelled Michael B. Jordan.
After taking 35 seconds and saying
it
all the words out loud.
And I don't know if they were cheating or not, but it felt like it in the moment.
Yeah, like we can't say for sure, but there's a difference when someone is playing clearly, legitimately,
right,
and when they're doing these stalls and vocal inflections, there's a whole thing.
I mean, the keyboard clicking was a wild one. That one, you could hear the keyboard going click, click, click.
No,
click,
yeah,
click.
She's bad at cheating. But some people are pretty good, and that makes it frustrating.
So, can we stop it? Or it's just a part of the game? It is just a part of the game, and we just have to deal with it as it's happening. Charlene is from Leominster. Good morning, Charlene. Family meeting. What are you thinking?
I think you should put a timer in place, because if they're taking a significant amount of time to answer the question, they're absolutely using the old Google machine. It's pretty standard, like 5 seconds.
Yeah, I mean,
anything
has
longer.
One.
You know,
exactly.
It's interesting that you say that. That's a great idea. Thank you, Charlene. You know, we've been playing this game for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, 15 years at least. And so this game has been borrowed from us around the country. And I've heard it played on other shows. You know, it can't be Kathy or whatever, right? And they'll add
original.
And they add a timer to it. They have like 60 seconds to get through all of the questions.
Well, I don't want a ticky-tacky behind what
I
we're
don't
doing,
want that either.
I love the idea of a timer, but you got to use it on me too. Fair is fair.
So what? Just like in the back of my head, we're keeping a 5-second timer?
You can count to 5. Dan can help, right? I don't know.
Or but I can put like a 7-second, like Jeopardy, not that one, but something of similar that can play. And when
that
it's
gives
over,
anxiety.
When it's over, you need to answer.
Yeah.
I think you can, Carson.
You've
been in radio half your life.
Sure.
You can count. You can do 5 seconds. So like, I feel like we have an innate ability to hit that right on the dot.
Right.
I don't hate it.
I hate that people are cheating.
Well, but you're not going to fix that, so.
Yeah, why, though? What are you, like the $1,000 one, maybe. Okay, I see why you're doing it. You shouldn't do it. But why are y'all cheating in the other ones?
Allison is from Scituate. Allison, you have thoughts?
Well, if you can prove it and they won, then they shouldn't be able to accept that honor.
Well, but how do you prove that? Like, obviously, this is something I don't hear because I'm not in here when it happens, right? But, like.
Well, because it, I think you can tell by the amount of time that they're taking to answer it. Like, mm-hmm. is the person next to them Googling it?
Right,
like,
but there's no way we can prove that.
Off the top of your head.
Yeah, like, there's no way to prove it. So this is all on gut.
I know what you're saying. There's definitely a certain tone and inflection in how they, like, repeat the words while they're typing it out that is obvious to us, but that's not going to hold up in a court of law, to Kennedy's point. Like, you could tell when they're doing it, but we don't have definitive proof.
Allison, do you think we should say something about the honor system as we're starting the game?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, or do you think, Carson, that...
Thank you, Allison.
I feel like this vexes you both.
Yes.
When I come in here after, if something happens like this and people have texted in, it vexes you both. Yes.
I work very hard on these games every day and it drives me bonkers.
And you don't know what to do and nor do you want to say something to somebody that might hurt their feelings, right?
Or there's the off chance in the back of your mind, like, what if they're not and they're just like
taking them a minute to get there.
What if, like, listeners could text in, like, throwing a flag, like a flag on the play or something?
A Carson Kennedy challenge flag?
Something.
I don't hate that.
Because then it's not... yours.
Right.
You weren't making the decision. The people are.
Kelly's from Millville. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Do you get mad like we do when we suspect people of cheating for Campy Kennedy?
Yes, I'm furious. It's supposed to be a fun game and cheating. What does that accomplish, right?
And especially for the 9:45 game when it's $1,000.
Yeah, we caught a lot of cheaters in 9:45.
It feels like in the 9:45, it's where it's really rearing its ugly head.
But they're even cheating in the $100 games.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not cool.
What do we do?
So I think it should be changed to FCBK because you have to FaceTime in order to play. And that way you have eye-to-eye contact and you know no one's cheating.
Yeah, I don't know if we have that technology.
We don't, I don't hate where your head's
at. As somebody with an Android who doesn't have FaceTime, that would really limit your audience.
My husband has that too, so I get it.
Damn you in that green bubble.
Like,
all right. Great ideas. Thank you. We appreciate it, Kelly.
I do like it.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Guy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
What do you think we should do?
I think you should just ban them. You know, of course they're cheating and you can't prove it, but you ban them, you know, create the list. And then they're on the list.
They don't
get to play any games.
Oh.
You're on the list.
So with just so-and-so from whatever town, if we suspect them from cheating, Dan, we got to have a list back there by the phone.
Right.
And maybe, yeah, that seems like a lot.
You don't accept their phone.
I'll make you a confession.
I don't know.
The only question is there's more than one Kim from Medford. There's more than one Jenny from Andover.
It is a lie.
No, but when they initially call, you have their number. So, like, you know.
All of the time.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I don't have your number.
Plus, we don't want to keep numbers of people around either.
No.
I like the idea of banning people with ruthless precision. It's just be tough.
It's only three of us.
All right. Great idea. Thanks, Kelly. All right. Bye.
Bye.
A lot of people are texting in, too. When I play and you're not here, they're like, Carson, you need to stop taking so much time. But I am not cheating. I just don't know the answers.
Then just say you don't know. You just never give up. It took a minute to answer a question. Just say, I don't know.
Trying to get my brain to work like Kennedy's, and it doesn't happen. 617-655-1234, family meeting. Is there anything we can do about people that we think are cheating and can't be Kennedy? Or is it just
people
something?
People have thoughts.
They do. All right, it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
We don't do these very often, but occasionally, you know, we have something on the show that needs to be addressed. We have a family meeting, and we make a decision together.
Yeah, and this one was born from messages y'all have sent us. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And yesterday, kind of, a lot of people were texting in yesterday after it happened.
Yeah.
And it feels like it's happening more now with the $1,000 Campy Kennedy. Are people cheating when they play Campy Kennedy? It feels that way.
Mm-hmm.
For $100, it doesn't seem like they're cheating as much. But it feels like, to me, once or twice out of 10, somebody's cheating in the $100 game. With the $1,000 game, it feels like, to me, 3 or 4 times out of the 10.
Right, but we don't know what to do, so we need help. Because we don't want to be bad guys.
No, I just want to have fun. Try and give away Sal's money. I want to scream out, hashtag suck it Sal. That's all I want.
Hashtag suck it Sal.
Sam is from Gloucester. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
Hey.
Do you have a resolution?
Well, that's the thought. I don't necessarily have a resolution, but of course, a gripe of the click clackers of ruining it ruining the fun for the wholesome players who just take a second longer to think about it. I mean, the suggestion of the timer, I don't think is bad. Of course, that I'm like, well, dang, if I was playing, I would lose out, because even like Tenacious D this morning, I was like, I know that word, but I don't
no,
use
I
Tenacious
get it.
In my everyday
yep.
category, yeah. everyday vocabulary, but I know the band. But when you're in the pressure seat, it takes a second.
Yeah, and I try and allow for that. And I try and by the time we get to the game, I've heard the person talking for a few minutes. So I can get a sense of if they're going to move quickly or going to move slowly. Does that make sense? You know, I've,
so what, 10 seconds?
I don't know.
Maybe $100 game is 10 seconds, $1,000 game, a five feels so short, eight seconds.
Or it's just
8 seconds
your
feels
gut.
Nice.
Like if you feel like it's taking too long, then you can hit the buzzer.
I like the challenge flag idea. Just you, everybody start texting in challenge flag as we're playing. Challenge flag. We think they're cheating, and then it's not on me. I don't want it to be on us, Kennedy.
No, never. I don't want to take responsibility for anything I do.
Nick from Weymouth. Good morning, Nick. What do you think?
Good morning, guys. Well, I think the cheating, it might go both ways just a little bit. Now, I'm not blaming anyone, but I've heard you guys talk about content just before one of those questions were asked.
Of course. And that is
part of the.
And Nick, I will tell you, that is a part of the game, is we are rewarding people who are listening to the station and the show. And a lot of the questions are pop culture from today.
Oh, yeah.
That said, though, these questions are written way before I do the Dirty Report.
That's true.
They are written far before this.
Yeah.
Dan writes them ahead of time. Like, he puts a lot of care and concern and thought into them. They're not something that, like, at 6:30 I do the Dirty, and then Dan writes five questions right after that.
Yeah, Dan's writing, you might write a question at 5:30 in the morning, and then Kennedy mentions that story an hour later.
Obviously, we don't talk about it. I don't say, this is what I'm talking about today, and Dan doesn't tell me what he's writing about today.
Right.
So I hear what you're saying.
And listen, No, and Kennedy, you still got like an 85% win rate. I mean, there's not really a problem.
Well, plus I'm giving her all the questions and answers.
Look, it's not about me winning or shut up. It's not about me winning or losing. That's not it.
This isn't
sour grapes here. It's just we've gotten so many texts from you guys listening.
In my mind.
Yeah.
In my mind, the best way to do it is, yes, the one caller called in about a timer, but whatever their first answer is, that's it. There's no, is it Leonardo? No. You said a name, that's it. Filler words are fine. But once they say something or I don't know, that's their final answer.
All right.
I don't know, my guy. I got to work through things sometimes.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know
but
if that's
I appreciate
it.
You very much.
I don't know if that's it either. Barbara's from Winchester. Good morning, Barbara.
Hi, good morning.
So you felt like you could tell yesterday.
Oh, well, first of all, I have played Can't Be Kennedy and lost 4-3 to her, so I know what it feels like and the pressure you're under when you're actually, you know, on the air. But I listen every morning, and I heard that guy yesterday in that game, and when he ever said Michael B. Jordan, I thought, you just looked that up.
I said, did you hear what I said? I said, that was a deep pull, because it was like, it's like,
did.
I have no idea. And then
you saying that's a deep pull is not saying you're cheating.
I know, but...
Well, exactly.
Because I don't want to accuse him of cheating.
You made it sound like he got that out of nowhere. How good of you. Like, you can't reward them.
Yeah. You, Carson, before you have said things like, okay, feels like there was a little help there.
Yeah.
So I agree with whoever said, you know, have that honesty statement at the beginning. Shouldn't have to say it, but have it. You know, the timer's a good idea. And... For that guy yesterday, I just, you know, karma comes around, right? I just hope that he spends that $100 on something that turns out to be not fun.
I'm, you know, I consider myself like the Alex Trebek or the, you know, the host of the game. And you would never see Alex Trebek looking at the guy over there, oh, you cheated on that answer. You know what I mean?
Well, he has judges.
Sure.
And they do say that. Like, and you can't cheat at Jeopardy.
Yeah, they're standing in the same room.
All right, Carson.
Easier.
Yes.
Challenge flag was something you suggested, and I think it's a great idea.
I love a challenge
However,
flag.
From the 617, here's the statement that people will have to text in. Cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater.
So that's it? If people just start texting in cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater, that is the challenge flag? That's the cheater flag?
It feels good to me. It just feels a little more fun.
Do we have a
than taking, you know, some kind of flag out of the back of my pocket and throwing it out in the field?
Mark has an interesting thought, real quick. Okay. Mark from Winchester, what is it you think?
So I think that you just got to let a jerk be a jerk, right? You guys are just trying to entertain everything else like this. You can try and go after these people that are cheating. But the main thing is they're going to go tell their friends they won. And, you know, put the recording up on your thing so everyone gets to listen to them cheat. Because all their friends will know they cheated.
It's up every day, my guy. Yeah. Every day. Yeah. Yep.
Right.
It's not bad.
I appreciate you.
Cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater.
So what you're saying is don't be petty and just have fun at our job.
So you're saying take the high road.
Cheat.
This doesn't sound fun.
Because then they might be more apt to enjoy it and tell people about it.
I feel like you don't know us very well. That's okay.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kebby Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. You can love spring in a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, what if we did it like when you're, you know, getting ready to step up, you know, during a trial and the bailiff is there and you have to put your hand on the Bible and maybe there's something contestants need to say when we start the game. I do solemnly swear.
I solemnly swear I'm up to no good.
Yep. That's the first thing I thought of. Same brain.
Kennedy, say hey to Chris from Boston.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Kennedy. How are you?
Living the dream. How about you?
Same.
Love it.
Chris, kick Kennedy out.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Chris would never cheat.
Never.
Chris has played before. He's on the up and up.
I know. Yeah, he's good at trivia. Yep. All right, Chris, so you know how this works. Kennedy's gone. She's over in that little studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Question number one. While presenting Francis Ford Coppola with an award, Steven Spielberg said, "The Godfather's greatest American movie ever made." Spielberg has made a few decent movies himself, including one about a killer shark in a New England tourist town. Name the movie.
Jaws.
Andre Agassi, 55 today. He is a retired tennis legend. In tennis, what term is used to signify a score of zero?
Love.
Uma Thurman, 55 today. Which band does this song?
She wants to dance like Uma Thurman. Bury me till I confess. She wants to dance like Uma Thurman. And I can't get you out of my head.
Name the band.
Fall Out Boy.
The Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles visited the White House yesterday, and President Trump took a shot at Chiefs fan Taylor Swift. Which room is the president's primary workplace inside the White House?
The Oval Office.
And question number five. Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour kicked off last night, and unsold tickets were going for as low as $20 on the resale market. The lead single off of Cowboy Carter made Beyonce the first black woman to ever debut at number one on the country chart. Name that song.
Texas Hold'em.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
That was fast.
Like I said, he's pretty good at trivia. Nice job, Chris. Chris is on his way to pick up a suit for a wedding he's going to this weekend.
Nice.
Where's the wedding?
I'm down in Georgia.
In where?
In Georgia.
Oh, wow.
So are we getting a linen suit? Because it's going to be hot as hell down
there. Yeah, it's going to be 1,000.
No, we'll be sweating.
Oh, no.
That's fun. Chris got 5 out of 5.
Okay.
I feel like it was inevitable after the last two segments we did.
Sure enough. Let's do it.
These are tough, Kennedy. I'm not going to tell you which one you got right or wrong. It adds to the drama. Mm. You ready?
Yep.
While presenting Francis Ford Coppola with an award, Steven Spielberg said, "The Godfather is the greatest American movie ever made." Spielberg has made a few decent movies himself, including one about a killer shark in a New England tourist town. Name the movie.
Jaws.
Andre Agassi, 55 today. He's a retired tennis legend. In tennis, what term is used to signify a score of 0?
Love.
He's becoming a pickleball star as well. Uma Thurman, 55 today, Kennedy. Which band does this song? Take a listen. She wants to dance like Uma Thurman. Bury me till I confess. She wants to dance like Uma Thurman. And I can't get you out of my head.
Panic at the Disco?
Question number 4. The Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles visited the White House yesterday, and President Trump took a shot at Chiefs fan Taylor Swift. Which room is the president's primary workplace inside the White House?
The Oval Office.
Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour kicked off. And apparently unsold tickets were going for as little as $20, Kennedy.
It's wild.
The lead single off Cowboy Carter made Beyonce the first black woman to ever debut at number one on the country chart. What was that song called?
Texas Hold'em.
All right. For number one, you said Jaws. Yes. Number two, you said Love. Question number 3, you said
Panic at the Disco.
We're going to go back to that one.
Damn it.
Question number 4, you said the Oval Office. Yes. Question number 5, Texas Hold'em was correct.
Good pull there.
Yep. What was it you said again for question number 3?
I've said it twice. You know, sir.
You sure you're not cheating over there?
Dan can see.
Mm-hmm. Fallout Boy. Not Panic at the Disco.
I knew it.
Distress in the studio.
Out Boy. Chris.
What a riot.
Nice job,
well
my
done,
friend.
Sir.
Congratulations. You just won yourself $100.
God, are we already on another redemption?
We're up to 4.
Am I really?
Well, yeah, we lost twice this time in 2 days.
Yeah. Chris, you know what we love to say when we give away Sal's money?
Hashtag suck it, Sal.
Hashtag suck it, Sal, for sure.
Man. Hey,
Chris, not only that, did you win the $100? Are you still there, buddy?
I am, yep.
Okay, listen to this. You got yourself a $100 99 restaurant gift card. Visit the 99 restaurant this weekend for their double bonus gift card special. Buy a $25 gift card and receive 2 $5 bonus cards. So you got the $100 and the $100 99 gift card. Okay, good talk. Chris, what do you want to say? Or no, I'm sorry, Kennedy, what do you want to say to Chris?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Chris.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by our wonderful friends at Subaru of New England. Love spring and a new Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Terry from Waltham.
Hi, Terry.
Hey, Kennedy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the 1K CBK, Terry.
Thank you very much.
Terry, she's rattled after bringing up all her ex-boyfriends. You got a chance here.
If Terry sounds a little worn out, Kennedy, he's recovering from his vacation to Vegas in California that got back late Sunday.
Let's get it, though. We won't ask, because what happens there stays there. As we know.
All right, Terry, get Kennedy out, please.
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
$1,000 on the line, Terry. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more of them right than Kennedy, and you win that money. She is now in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Bill Belichick did an interview with CBS to hype his book. But they couldn't get him to talk about how he met his 24-year-old girlfriend before she interrupted. What is her name?
Oh my God. I have no idea.
Question number two. Toby Keith just fulfilled a lifelong dream, even over a year after his death. His racehorse, Render Judgment, will compete at the Kentucky Derby this Saturday. His horse currently sits at 30-1 odds. Can you name the racetrack where the Kentucky Derby happens?
Kentucky Derby, that's, what the heck? Is it Churchill Downs, I hope?
Question number three. A list of hits written by other artists include CeeLo Green's Forget You, written by Bruno Mars, One Direction's Little Things, written by Ed Sheeran, and this song by Kelly Clarkson, written by Avril Lavigne. Take a listen and then name the song. All right, name the song.
You said it's a Kelly Clarkson song.
Yes.
I can't think of it. I don't know.
All right, question number five. Who is the most followed individual on Instagram?
Most followed individual. God, I'm going to take a guess.
Okay, take a guess.
The Rock?
And question number five. Can you tell me who won the 2024 Eurovision Song Contest with the song The Code?
Jesus, dude.
What's that?
Who won the 2024 Eurovision Song Contest with the song The Code? It's like one of the most popular TV shows. What is it?
Nemo.
Oh, wow.
Oh, how about that, Dan? Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Of all the ones
Kennedy!
He gets.
That's a popular show. I know. Even though you don't like it, it's a very popular show. Kennedy, welcome back.
You made a question five for a reason, and you know it.
I did make it a hard question. It is a fact.
Oh, boy.
Terry got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right.
These are
well done,
tough.
Kennedy.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Bill Belichick did an interview with CBS to hype his book, but they couldn't get him to talk about how he met his 24-year-old girlfriend before she interrupted. What is her name?
Jordan. Jordan. Hudson.
Jordan Hudson is correct. 1-0. Question number two. Toby Keith just fulfilled a lifelong dream, even over a year after his death.
It's more than a lifelong dream, then.
His racehorse, Render Judgment, will compete at the Kentucky Derby this Saturday. His horse currently sits at 30-1 odds. Can you name the racetrack where the Kentucky Derby happens?
Churchill Downs.
2-1.
Dan.
I saw you trying to hold that in. I was going to say anything.
A list of hits written by other artists include CeeLo Green's Forget You, written by Bruno Mars, One Direction's Little Things, written by Ed Sheeran, and this song by Kelly Clarkson that was actually written by Avril Lavigne. Take a listen and then name the song. All right, name the song.
Breakaway.
It is Breakaway. 3-1. Question number four. Who's the most followed individual on Instagram?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Who?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
I'll accept that. You got there. In fact, I think I read the only thing more followed on Instagram is Instagram. Like, he almost has as many followers as the app.
He's awfully popular.
4-1. Question number five. Kennedy, can you tell me who won the 2024 Eurovision Song Contest with the song The Code?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Because Terry knew it.
And I know Kennedy's obsessed with Eurovision.
Very disappointed in you.
I'm disappointed in myself. I'm a member of the voting population of other countries in Eurovision. I can't remember.
Oh, Kennedy. Nemo. Nemo, the code. Nemo, the code. 4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win, Terry.
Wow, Terry. Good job.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you don't get the $1,000, but we really do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. We'll give you the rest of the day off. Then you got to get back to work at some point, buddy, okay? All right, Terry, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Terry from Waltham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.